Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
He is in clutch my ass. I've been telling you about this Yankee team and Aaron Judge in particular. Not that you needed me to say it, but I mean, my goodness, somebody had to say it that you can see with this team, if you're paying close enough attention, forget about the results. You can see it with this team dating back to that series at the Trop, even without Aaron Judge, that the Yankees weren't going to roll over. The Yankees weren't going to go away. And at that time, they were in last place, double-digit games back. And here we are, fast forward, just a couple of weeks. One, two, a few weeks. Not even a few weeks. Between a couple and a few. You get the point. And the Yankees are rolling. And they're doing it in vintage Yankee fashion. This reminds me of the Dynasty Yankees. I'm not saying that this team is on the level of that, but just like we say sometimes there are signs with the negative, you know, losing your closer in the WBC, that's not a good sign. There are great signs for this Yankees team, overcoming what they've overcome so far to this point, getting Bader back, getting Judge back healthy, and having these incredible wins against the Rays, against the Blue Jays, again against the Rays, again against the Rays, now against the Orioles. Having these incredible wins, one after another, series by series, and really cutting into what was, you know, at a point seeming to be an insurmountable deficit. You may have looked at that and said, well, look, I know the Yankees are going to make the playoffs, but forget the division. It's gone. The Rays are gone. No, no, they're not. Rays got slaughtered tonight, 20-1 at the hands of the Blue Jays. But forget about them. It's that the Yankees are right there. Five games back. That's it. And what have the Yankees done here in the last couple of weeks? They've climbed over the Red Sox. They climbed over the Blue Jays. They saw them head to head. They've obviously chipped away at the Rays lead. And now they set their sights on the Orioles and Baltimore, who gets out to a 4-0 lead at Yankee Stadium against the Yankees ace in Gerrit Cole. Against one of, if not the best pitcher in baseball. You got to be feeling great if you're the Orioles off to that start. 4-0 against Cole. And what happens? The Yankees come back. That's what I mean by a vintage Yankee performance where earlier in the year, we'd look at this team, and they looked lifeless. They weren't getting any big hits. They weren't, you know, scoring a ton of runs. How could the Yankees, at home in particular, be shut down as often as they were? Well, that was not the case tonight, and it has not been the case recently, where you now have confidence that they're going to find a way. I don't know what the hell happened in that seventh inning with the LeMahieu bunt, but they found a way. Even after getting behind again, you know, had the lead, the 4-0 lead, and they chip away, manufacture some runs, and everybody loves that. You guys don't love the home runs? All right, well, the Yankees manufacture some runs for you. Obviously, the home runs help as well with Bader going deep to get things started. But look, this was a complete team effort. And then it was, and I'm watching the game, and I actually said out loud, because truth be told, I was watching the game, and I was watching Jersey Housewives with my wife. You know, I got to make my wife happy, so she's watching the Jersey Housewives, but I've got the Yankee game on my iPad. And I blurted out, oh my God, Judge did it, as I saw the ball leave the bat. She's like, my wife's like, what? It's like, nothing, don't worry about it. Back to Teresa's wedding. But Judge, in that moment, needed to hit a home run, and did. And for the few of you who called, I know it's not everybody, but there were a bunch of callers over in the week talking about, oh, Judge is in clutch. I don't care how many home runs he hits in the regular season. Doesn't get it done in the postseason. I don't think he's got that it factor. Last night, we're talking about, oh, he doesn't have that it factor. And I'm like, you guys are insane. He's got the it factor. You can tell he's got it. Now, he hasn't, Judge, gone on a run in a postseason yet that has carried the Yankees to a World Series appearance, to a World Series win. But every year since 2017, I felt like it could happen. I thought it would happen. This year, it feels different. After watching this Yankees team, even in losing 2 out of 3 to the Rays, I felt they were better. Now, I know the Astros are getting hot, and ultimately, doesn't it feel like that's what it's going to come down to? Again, it's like the Yankees are not going to be able to get to a World Series unless they go through the Astros. But at this point, I think you have to welcome that again. It's the Astros and everybody in the AL East, and the Yankees over the last couple of weeks have gone head-to-head with the best that the AL East has to offer, and they've taken care of them. And even if they haven't, you know, losing the series 2 out of 3 to the Rays and then splitting with them, so technically they lost the best of 7 out of them, they still, to me, looked like the better team. Oh, and by the way, they're only going to get better. Stanton come back. Rodon come back. Oh, when they get these guys back, you know, Rodon, who the hell knows, but it seems like he might eventually come back. Amongst others, you know, you're starting to see Severino come back. The guys in the bullpen, it seems every time somebody comes back, somebody else goes away. And they will add. Brian Cashman will add to this team whatever is needed. Whether it be an outfielder, whether it be another starter for whatever reason. And, you know, if those guys don't come back healthy, as we said, or stay healthy. Whether it be a bullpen arm, they will add. Now, the one thing you don't like is Josh Donaldson coming back potentially and Boone saying before the game that he's going to be in the lineup every day. I mean, look, LeMahieu looks awful defensively at third base. He's just big and slow. And I know he's always been a great fielder, but he has not looked good this year defensively at third base. And, you know, he hasn't been great offensively either. He's not the 300 hitter that he once was. But I still trust LeMahieu way more than I would Josh Donaldson. I'm not saying don't give Donaldson an opportunity. But to say that you want to have him come back automatically as an everyday player, I mean, I guess one last hurrah. Why not? Failed last year, failed to start this year. All right, let's see if he can get it going. Anyway, it's not going to make a significant difference. Point is, the Yankees, they've got something. They have the it factor. They are playing with an edge, with a toughness that we haven't seen from this group. And by the way, how often have I been talking about it with the balance that they now have, even with a guy like Volpe, who may not be doing it right now numbers-wise, but you can tell he's the type of ball player that wins in the postseason. You saw what Bader did a year ago, and now you've seen what Bader has done since he came back. You know, obviously referencing last year's postseason, but coming back, he's been the difference. He came back, team looked different. Because that was the series at the Trop when I'm thinking, uh-oh, this kid, if the Yankees get swept here, they might be 13 games out or whatever it was, 12 games out in last place at the end of this weekend. Bader comes back, and they didn't. They won a game and should have won more. Could have won more. Then Judge comes back, and now you're starting to see a different team. But you have Bader here. You have Judge, obviously, who, you know, is the best player in baseball. Dispute me. Hey, come on. Dispute that. Look, I get Ohtani. I get Ronald Acuña Jr. Nobody's better than Aaron Judge. I'm sorry. Watch him closely. And I'll admit, I watch him more closely than I do Acuña and Ohtani. But you can't be better. Point is, you can't be better than Aaron Judge is. Not last year, not now. But you add a young Anthony Volpe into this mix, he's just a winning-type player. Not to compare him to Jeter, but I just have a feeling he's going to be that type of guy in the postseason. Volpe getting the walk-off hit, the first of his career, or the walk-off RBI here. In this one, an extra is obviously to give the Yankees the 6-5 win over the Orioles. But Volpe's got it. And I think you combine that with Bader's edge, with Judge's dominance and leadership and comfortability now being a captain, with Boone, the way he's led this club. Don't love all the managerial decisions, but I do love his passion. I do love his competitiveness. And I feel like he has gotten a little more confident here. Look, it's way early. I get it. But I felt this way a couple of weeks ago after that Rays series on that Monday, you know, before they swept the A's, that the Yankees were the best team in the American League or were going to get to that level soon. And it hasn't taken long. I feel like we're there now. They may be five games back of the Rays. If you had a pick right now, life on the line, you're taking the Yankees. And these type of wins remind you of the dominant Yankee teams that went on to the World Series, that went on to win World Series. This is what they do. This becomes a place where teams are fearful, where the Orioles made a very, very good young Orioles team. They give their best shot against the Yankees' best, and they still can't get it done. They got to be thinking, man, it's going to be impossible to win here after a game like this. And maybe you have that Yankee Stadium aura coming back into play a little bit. I just feel like we're watching a different type of ball club. Hard to quantify when you say things like they have an edge, there's an aura, there's a confidence level to this group led by Aaron Judge. Hard to put that in statistics or make it clear for people to see. But if you've been paying close attention to this team, as a lot of us have, not just this year, but even in comparison to years past, it feels different. It's starting to feel different. Now, look, it could be all for naught. Maybe the Yankees go into another funk, and maybe the offense, you know, doesn't look, isn't consistent and certainly doesn't look the same in the postseason. Obviously, October is a long way away. But remember, they're doing this without even being 100%. And nobody's ever 100%, but getting, you know, they're missing their big offseason acquisition in Rodon. And they're missing one of the biggest bats in that lineup with Giancarlo Stanton. And this is not false. Like last year when they went on their incredible run to start the year and everybody was like, oh my God, 98 Yankees, 98 Yankees. It was fool's gold for more than one reason. But you also had, you know, Jose Trevino playing like an all-star. You had Matt Carpenter tearing the cover off the ball. Those things were not sustainable. That wasn't realistic. Trevino's good, but you know what I mean. All-star level. And Carpenter certainly not sustainable. Obviously, he got hurt. Things started to change for the Yankees. You had Judge having a historic year. Now, I think Judge is great. He's going to have another big year. Will he hit 62 home runs? I don't know. But the Yankees are doing it differently this year, where Rizzo is legitimate. And he's back to being the player that, you know, we saw with the Cubs. Maybe even better to a certain extent. With the shift being banned, Rizzo, you know, that was one guy a lot of people focused on saying he may benefit the most from this, and he has. You know, Bader coming back and being what he was in the postseason a year ago. Volpe contributing. These are good signs for this team. This is not, you know, Willie Calhoun going nuts or Franchy Cordero going nuts for a week and things that aren't sustainable. This is sustainable for the Yankees. Gleyber Torres is actually being consistent. Is he at the peak level that we hoped or expected to see one day after 2018, 2019? No, but you'd take this. I think you'd sign for this. There's room to grow, too, for this team. The Yankees right now look like a Yankee team that has the makings of something special. It's early, but you can tell. And think of the hole that they have dug out of. You know, I like it much better this way. I know it's weird, but last year it felt like there wasn't even a real challenge. They got out to that hot start and really were never pushed. We tried to make something of it at the end of the year. Man, maybe the Rays, maybe somebody, maybe the Jays, somebody's going to catch them or at least threaten them for the division. Wasn't realistic. Even with the Yankees falling off a cliff, you know, for a couple of months last year, it still wasn't realistic that they were going to get caught. And to start this year, and I don't care how optimistic you are, the reality is 10 games back is 10 games back. That's a lot. It's a lot to make up.
And not only 10 games back of one team, Yankees were 10 games back and in last place in their division. And it only took them a couple of weeks to get out of there, where now they've got their eyes set on the O's and looking to climb that ladder. Five back of the leading Rays, two back of the Orioles in second place, where they got two more games with the O's. It has been a fun couple of weeks with incredible baseball being played, incredible dramatic wins. And this one, I think, should help change some Yankee fans' minds, some naysayers' minds, about the clutch ability, the clutchness of one Aaron Judge. It's a moment you're sitting there watching. If you're at the ballpark, you're waiting for him to go deep. You're not leaving until you see Aaron Judge's at bat. You've seen too many heroics in your lifetime as a Yankee fan, maybe not in recent years, you know, to the extent that we saw in the 90s or 2000s, early 2000s. But you know, hey, in our home ballpark, down a run, things are going to happen. They generally do. And in this case, it was drawn up perfectly. Judge coming up and needing to hit a home run, and does. And Judge is just on a different level. Hard to imagine that he could be better than he was a year ago, but and he might not be statistically at the end of the year, but there is a different feel with a guy who clearly is happy with his contract, you know, rewarded significantly with that contract. Clearly could take a deep breath and understand that he's set for life, got the contract he wants, now go out there, relax. There's one thing left to do. Lead this team to a World Series victory. And you could also see being named captain, that gave Judge, or has given Judge, a different level of confidence. He's always been confident, but it's different now. It feels different now. It's been a joy to watch as well. Cashman was right. He said, convict me. We did. He also said, don't bury us. We didn't. And look where the Yankees are now. 877-337-6666. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Talking Yankee baseball. Another dramatic win for the Bombers over the Orioles as they climb that ladder in the American League East. We'll get to the Mets as well, although there's really not much to talk about. They were dreadful in Chicago. I mean, the one thing that would bother me is pinch hitting for Vientos with Daniel. I wish I could say I don't want to talk about the Mets anymore until they get rid of Vogelback, but that's not realistic. So we could get into Vogelback and Buck's decisions and, you know, Tyler and Miguel, whatever it is that bothered you about the Met loss tonight. Really, what I, if you want to talk about positives with the Mets, is that they played at Wrigley Field, and I could watch a baseball game at Wrigley Field between any two teams at any time. Anyway, the Yankees getting the job done with great heroics from Aaron Judge, Volpe with the walk-off. It was a terrific night out at the stadium. Yanks get the win.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.